Okay. Here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin yet another thrilling episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. La 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 da. Oh yeah. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm down in the creek today, looking for owls. I'm not finding any. Looking for golf balls. I'm not finding any. Well, there's that weird orange one that's in that weird spot that we saw the other day. I thought I saw something over here. I just need to check real quick. No, it was just a leaf or something. But yes, hello. Is the water level receding any? Maybe a little bit, yeah. And what do we got going on today? Well, it's a much cooler day again today. It's 7 or 8 degrees, and it seems absolutely frigid after those 30 degree plus days. Yeah, so no, it's all right. It's a little bit breezy, but down here in the creek, we're missing most of the wind. Trees are creaky. I can't find any owls. It doesn't sound like there's any owls down here. But that doesn't mean we aren't gonna check. So let's move upstream a little bit here. And what have I been doing today? Well, here comes the wind. Changing directions. The good news is that I wasn't awakened by heavy construction equipment today, because the sewer guys had another emergency elsewhere and they had to go deal with that. And so, yeah, there's nothing going on at my house today. I guess that's fine. So, yeah. Okay. Woo. What else has been happening? Well, not much. But I did go up to the bar. By which I mean I went up to Shakedown Street. I went up to the Shakedown Street Tavern to see what condition the stage was in. You know, because Craig's been working on it and doing so much stuff, right? And oh my goodness. There was a lot of progress made. And so now, all three sides of the stage are enclosed by giant video walls, giant LED video walls for maximum brightness. And there's a couple more subs on the stage. Big, huge, tuned, twin 18-inch monsters. So that's a whole thing. And what else? Some other monitors went up. Okay, now you hear this? Chapter up. Where are these guys? Okay, these are birds that are vaguely upset about something, right? Are they upset at my presence? I can't even find them. Oh, they're above me. Oh, there goes one over there, Zoom. Were they upset by my presence? Were they just arguing with each other? Or are there predators about? Who knows? So I'm trying to see where these birds went. I don't... Okay, one went that way, one is still back there. What are they looking at? What are they chirping about? Let's move up to the owl tree and see if we can find anything happening. Because I'm looking around. I don't see anything. Okay, well. Wait, there goes that guy. Where's he going? Oh, let's just ignore that guy. All right. So I went up to the bar. And everything's looking really good. Looking really organized. And I also learned that there's going to be some painting. Some of the deadhead spray paint graphics are going to get blacked out. Oh, I hear something else up here further. There might be a hawk or something further upstream. Is that what these birds are yapping about? Is this what they're scranking their scronkle about? Yeah, so I went up to the bar, talked to Craig, and I just wanted to go in there for a few minutes, but it turned into another hour and 15 minute, you know, marathon yapple dapple session, right? So, so what are you gonna do? But that was fun. I do enjoy talking to Craig. It's a strange thing. I don't know why. But all that's going well. Blah diddy blah diddy blah blah. Plus blah blah. And then I went home and I started messing around with, oh, you guessed it, more synthesizer stuff. And I started adding things to that thing. Ow. You know that beautiful little flonky dong along along atmospheric ambient thing that we had going. I thought, well, you know, if we're doing this, maybe we should add some bass. More bass. A more dedicated bass. So I can just keep the rumble up. Because remember, again, as I'm putting this patch together, I'm thinking about the venue in which it's going to be debuted. And that's Kaite. And Kaite has a big, big PA. Big loud subs. Super bass death. And I said, okay. Perhaps I need to embrace the bass death. And nothing says bass death like sine waves. And so, yeah, I brought the old runaway oscillator into play, doing the bass that's so low that you can barely even hear it. I can barely hear it when I have my headphones on. Oh, it's gonna be gnarly, kids. It's gonna be gnarly. Well, I can't figure out what these birds are chirping about. I'm not finding any owls. And the wind is making my fingers a little bit cold. So anyway. Yeah. So I did that. And I added some modulation to a couple of things here and there. So there's this one thing where suddenly the runaway oscillator kind of sounds like crickets. And I put some other little bass rumble-be-bumble into it. And I wanted to add some noise, so I added a cymbal hit. But I might change that because I also added some filtered noise where the noise is always sort of running at very low frequency. Then you throw a flashlight on the PV and the filter opens up a little bit, so you get whoosh, right? And I messed with this so much last night, just playing with it, just listening to it and playing it, that I realized that this is practically a tribute to, you know, all those who came before me. It's a little tangerine dreamy. It's a little Jean Mich. It's a little this, that, and everything else. And so, so I thought, you know what this really needs? It really needs one of those twinkly, how am I going to do this? One of those twinkly, dinkly arpeggios that fades in with heavy reverb and delay, you know. So I was thinking about adding some of that. Well, turn it on. Right, so remember, it starts off and we kind of got this old 60s, 70s sort of space thing. Right? We got this traditional, oh listen, we've got synth. But then we can push a button and it becomes this. The choir sets in. And there's some bass thumps. And you might be thinking, it's kind of quiet. Yeah, I can't turn it up too much because occasionally we get some loud ones that scream through. And of course, this isn't all the notes either. So let's bring some more of these in. All right, so now we get some more of that heavenly choir effect. And this is about the time when we add the bass. I just faded it up. This is a little bit hotter than I had it last night. Let's go down to about here. If you're not wearing headphones, you're not hearing anything. And then that's when I added the funny modulation. Let's turn it on. It takes a minute for it to come around. Okay, there's the first bass modulation. It's just a real low brrr. And then there's some more. Okay, there's the brrr again. And then there's this funny thing that kind of sounds like crickets. It's just some modulation into one of the weird folding parameters. It takes a while. We get a lot of these, the grumblies. Where's the crickety things? Where's the space crickets? Are there synthetic space crickets? And there they are, just real faint. Okay, so let me grab a flashlight. If you have extremely good ears and extremely good headphones, you probably just noticed that the noise floor just went up 12 dB. Because I opened up the channel for the filter. I'm gonna turn on the flashlight, we're gonna bring some filter in. I'm gonna start pointing the flashlight at the solar panel. And then take it away so we get that surf sound or wind sound. Synthetic space crickets come back. Let's take the flashlight to half power. So fun. Now let's put this flashlight on stroboscopic mode. Oh, we got cables falling out of stuff. Okay, tobe with the strobe, here we go. Space crickets. A witcher. So there's that. And then, of course, I mentioned the symbol thing, right? Well, it's in here somewhere. There it is. And it changes pitch. I put LFO on the pitch, it goes up and down. Until it almost disappears, then it starts coming back. Let's throw these back in here. Let's throw in some of those. Pew! Yeah, see what I mean? Every once in a while we get one of those that's really loud. Why is that happening? Well, I thought I had it figured out, but apparently I don't. We got resonance somewhere. Where is that happening and why? It's pretty amazing though, isn't it? If you're still hearing bass, yeah, that's because it's still just turn down the bass and you can hear two things if you're listening carefully. You can still hear the resonator resonating, and you can still hear a very low noise floor because of this. You know what? I can start the show this way. Yeah, okay, so imagine. Let's turn on a couple of these. We do this, right? We start off just going. We make some wind sounds. And then start up the space. Get the idea. Not that there's really much to the idea, I'm just saying. Okay, so I mentioned that turn that off. That drives me nuts. At one point in time, I was thinking about adding some tinkly dinklies, right? Alright, let's plug some stuff in. And what are we going to do for tinkly dinklies? Well, we've got the modeling synth. That's not a tinkly dinkly. We're getting closer. I'm turning knobs. Oh, that's pretty tinkly dinkly. But we need it to be higher. And No. We just need to go like this. It's a little ringy. Too ringy. Still too ringy. What happens if we add lots of this? I already know what's going to happen. And no, we don't want that. We don't want that either. It's a bouncing ball on me. There. There's just our regular little hit. Give it some more timbre. Oh, now it's tinkly. Criminally tinkly. Crime tinkles. Okay, so grab some more cables. And what are we gonna do? We need to... let's not clock it. Let's not clock this. At least not yet, anywho. Let's go like this. I'm going to plug a sequencer into this. See, to do the tinkly dinklies that I really want, we need multiple sequencers. And I do have this other tiny little sequencer right here that might get added into this once we figure out what it is that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to keep this cable from falling out. Okay, so what's happening? Okay, we got a lot of snap in there that I don't like. I don't like that snap. Okay. There's our tinkly dinkly. And we still got the resonant thingy being all resonant and all. And that's starting to make me crazy. So I turned it off. You gotta get the sequencer back to sort of normal. Make sure all this stuff is correct. And let's just start it up and see what happens. Okay, we have sequencer. And it needs to be much faster. So let's take this up to about... There's 160. And let's start doing stuff. Now there's some tinkly dinkly. It's a little slammy. Okay, we got tinkly dinklies. Now, how are we gonna... I don't know. Wow. It is pretty clicky. How do I unclick this? Oh, Let's give it some of its own natural reverb where it has some. And, yeah, okay. That's nice and nutty. But we need to go, we need that to go through. Okay. I was going to say we need to add another sequencer. But no, we don't. This sequencer has that thing that it can do that I like. And now I just need to remember how to go about doing this. We just need to get the accumulator happening. Is that correct? I think that's correct. And that's not how you do it. Oh, you gotta push the buttons at both times. Okay. So, if we wanted to this to just go tinkly uppily duppily, first we set all these things, and I'm just gonna raise every one of these up by a whole step. That's a half step tope. And so this takes a second, and then we get this. Okay, it's traveling upwards, right? And that's lovely, but that click is starting to make me insane. That's about as unclicky as it's gonna get. Give it some more gain. Still clicky as hell. And bring back the other stuff. We got bass. Okay, so imagine this is rolling along. And then suddenly you want to get all Ray Lynch-y. Ah, that could be better. Is this so great? I don't know. Should we? We need it to go back down. We need it to go. Yeah, and I know how to do that. It's in here somewhere. Do I push this? No. Yeah, there's a range for this, and there's a direction for this, and somehow I can change the direction. Although, see, we could make it go up and then come back down. Or, you know, we could do something like this. There we go. I wanted to change that. Get it back down in here in a usable range. Anyway, I don't have time to talk about it anymore. You've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe.